What you talking about, huh?
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM, 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today I have Kendra Kruger and Lisa Hicks with the Chamber of Commerce in Jamestown. How are you both today?
Good.
Wonderful.
Good, good. That's great. So we got a few things to talk about with the Chamber. It's very busy this time of year, we can see. And the young professionals of Jamestown are doing their 5K run walk, and Lisa's going to tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, this will be our second annual 5K run walk. It was a great event last year. We had close to 60 participants, which was really surprising for our first year. So we decided, hey, we're going to do this again. And so we're going to do it on Saturday, September 28th. And we're going to start at 8 o'clock a.m. at the Ave Maria Village. We'll have a tent set up out in their yard there on the south side. And we'll be taking registrations the day of as well, but people can certainly pre-register if they'd like to. All they have to do is give a call to the chamber at 252-4830, or they can reach me at lisa@jamestownchamber.com. It's going to be $25 to register. We did have a pre-registration, but that is passed now. So it'll be $25. They will get a goodie bag. They will get a t-shirt. And they'll have a running number. And last year we did time the runners.
Okay.
So, and we do award a medal for the winning male and the winning female in the run.
Okay.
The walk is for fun. And we had quite a few walkers last year, and they did have a great time. The course is a very nice course. It goes out around the reservoir. They go to the parking lot by the marina and back.
Okay.
And we have a water station there. So everything's getting set up. We've got our sponsors back from last year.
Okay.
So,
question now, if they want to see a map of the will they get that before the race? Or
yes, okay. Yes, they certainly will. They can get that when they register. They can get a map of the course, and basically it just follows the walking path out at the reservoir.
Okay,
is what it follows. So,
all right. So now this 5K run walk, it does cost $25. The pre-registration is passed. What is the reason for this?
The reason for this is to promote a healthy lifestyle for people of all ages.
Okay.
We had kids that were probably 8 to 10 years old walking last year, and we had all the way up until elderly people that were either running or walking.
Okay.
So it's a great way just to let everybody know the benefits of a healthy lifestyle and how easy and fun it can be.
Perfect. Now, the registration, the cost of that, that goes towards buying the t-shirt and everything, of course.
Yes.
Does anything of that go towards anything else?
It actually goes to help promote programs and projects that the young professionals are doing throughout the community. We do a lot of social events, and we do a lot of civic events, and so it goes to help with that.
Perfect. Okay, so now this is the Young Professionals of Jamestown 5K Run Walk. You had about 60 participants, you said, last year, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And hopefully we can get some more this year. It's next Saturday.
Well, two Saturdays from now.
Okay, September 28th, it begins at 8 a.m. at the Ave Maria Village.
Yep.
And for more information, you can contact the Chamber of Commerce, 701-252-4830, or contact Lisa@JamestownChamber.com.
Yep, that's right.
Perfect, okay. So there's more stuff going on, though. You wanted to bring up the Young Professionals of Jamestown are also doing the Community Soup and Substance. You want to tell us some more about that?
Yes, that's a program that we started a couple years ago as well. Basically, it is a lunchtime learning session for the community. We did change the name a little this year. It was Young Professionals of Jamestown Soup and Substance.
Ah.
We added Community Soup and Substance because we want everyone to know that everyone is welcome,
good,
not just YPJ. You don't just have to be a young person to come to these. And they're informative sessions that take place. They take about an hour, and we do noon to one. And we provide the soup, and our presenters provide the substance.
Perfect.
So it's a nice way to learn more about things you might be interested in. This month, on the 19th of September, we're doing the local service clubs.
Okay.
They're going to come in and let everyone know what their missions are and what their goals are. And they are also trying to build their memberships with young people in town. So this is a perfect match for us with the young professionals.
Right. So if you're interested in joining the young professionals, you're a young one of Jamestown, you can definitely come to this event and learn more about that or even join.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Definitely. People of all ages can come and enjoy this too. If they're thinking about joining a service club, we're going to have the five big ones is what we're going to have. We're going to have the Lions, Kiwanis, Rotary, Zonta, and the Optimus.
Okay.
So we will have those five. If you're interested or been thinking, I wonder what they do, just come on in. And it's $5 if you're not a Young Professional member.
Okay.
And like I said, you'll get the soup. We have soup and we have crackers and things like that. And then you can learn all about it.
Good. So it's like it is a social then, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they can contact you as well for this to RSVP for this. And that again, 252-4830 or Lisa at JamestownChamber.com.
Yep.
So, there's a lot of stuff that the young professionals, and that's just one of the many groups that Jamestown has to offer here, right?
That's right. Yes, we have five committees with the Chamber of Commerce. So that's just one of the committees that we
just
have.
Just one of the committees. Yeah, that's great. So, okay, so we'll go over that quickly, and then we'll jump into what Kendra has to say.
Yep.
So the young professional Jamestown are hosting the 5K Run Walk. That's September 28th, and you have to RSVP to Lisa at JamestownChamber.com or call the Chamber 252-4830. And then there's also the Community Soup and Substance. That's coming up this Thursday, September 19th from noon to 1. And you can learn more about those organizations that that Lisa mentioned. If they want to get any more information on that too, they can contact you as well, right, Lisa?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. And that is coming up again this Thursday, September 19th. So now we have Kendra Kruger in here with the Jamestown Chamber, and she's going to be talking about this Business of the Month Award. Now, is this the first time that this has happened, or has this been an ongoing thing?
We are actually revamping the Business of the Year Award that's been giving out annually. Due to a lack of applicants, we're trying to do something new and fresh. So the Young Professionals of Jamestown are going to be in charge of awarding a Business of the Month Award, kind of similar to what the ambassadors do for community customer service award.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we have applications available on the website, and we'll be starting these in December of this year, and the first one will be awarded in January.
Okay.
They'll be posted in the newspaper and in our newsletter as well, and on the website, our Young Professionals Facebook page and the Chamber website as
well. Okay. What is that Young Professionals website?
It is JamestownChamber.com.
Okay.
And then there's a tab there for the Young Professionals of Jamestown.
Perfect. Now, all right. Now, what does what are some of the requirements for the Business of the Month Award, for the business to win the Business of the Month Award?
Sure. The Business of the Month Award focuses on the chamber involvement of the business along with their customer service. We're really pushing that with our chamber, trying to get new business trainings and things for customer service to promote that in the community. A history of good employment with their employees.
Okay.
And just generally good people skills.
Okay. One question I had that came up, is businesses, or could it also go towards nonprofit organizations? Does that fall in the criteria?
Yep. Chamber members is what we've been focusing on.
Ah, okay.
And if a service club happens to be a chamber member, they would be eligible for that.
Gotcha.
I know the Optimists are a chamber member.
So then, Kendra, who do they contact then if they want to get more information on this, or if they want to get themselves a form? And
The forms can be found online.
Right, like you said.
And then they can be submitted to me at Kendra@JamestownChamber.com.
Okay, perfect. So then to get that, the Business of the Month Award, they can go to your website to print that off. And you said it'll be also in the newsletter and in the newspaper as well. So people can look out for that, and they can fill that out themselves then and nominate a business then this way, correct?
That is very true.
Perfect. Okay. Is there anything else about that I'm missing at all, Kendra, on the Business of the Month Award?
We will also go to that business at the beginning of the month before our monthly YPJ meetings. We'll be awarding them with a plaque so that they can present that in their business for as long as they wish.
Okay, perfect. And that is the Business of the Month Award. When can they start expecting, or when can they start filling out these applications for
anytime.
This?
Anytime. We are doing the Business of the Year through this month or through this year, but December will be the first selection of the Business of the Month for next year.
Perfect. And what's the deadline that they have to have this filled out by?
At any time, they can just...
Anytime. Before the end of the month.
Yes.
Right. Perfect. Okay, Kendra, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about that. So the Young Professionals just getting busy, it looks like, so far this year. Is there anything else coming up that I should be aware about? I mean, I know the young professionals were doing the 5K run walk, and then Lisa told me about the community super substance, and now the Business of the Month award. Is there anything coming up in the future that the young professionals are going to be focusing on?
Well,
at
they
all?
Also do game nights at the nursing homes.
Oh, okay.
So that's another thing that they're going to be working on. It's in the colder months is when they like to do those kind of projects, and the residents absolutely love it. So they've been doing those at Ave Maria and Eventide.
Okay.
But if any of the member assisted living places would be interested in having us come, just give us a call, and they can either reach Kendra or I at the chamber.
Perfect. That's awesome. So now, is there anything that I'm missing at all, Lisa or Kendra, on any of these events that are coming up?
Nope. I think you've got it. You've
perfect.
Got the dates and yeah.
Perfect. So for more information, contact Lisa or Kendra at their respective names and then at jamestownchamber.com, or you can also call them at 252-4830. So perfect. Thank you guys so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.